On Thursday, we read from your letters and we make corrections.
And we need to set this right. In our September 9th story on the response to Hurricane Katrina, we wrongly attributed this statement to FEMA's William Loki.
But I don't want to alarm everybody that, you know, New Orleans is filling up like a bowl. That's just not happening.
The speaker is actually David Vitter, the Republican senator from Louisiana.
We had a number of letters about yesterday's interview with the head of Federated Stores about the plan to change Chicago's venerated Marshall Fields department stores to Macy's.
Illinois listener Ann Fry was among the disappointed Fields fans.
Marshall Fields has class, she writes. Macy's does not. It's that simple.
Others don't think it is that simple.
As I listened to one person describe how he was sending all of his Federated credit cards back and closing his accounts, I began to scream at my radio.
This is from Michelle Siegel of Beverly Hills, Michigan.
In a time when others have been devastated by Katrina, how can anyone spend any energy worrying about a name change? I hope these distressed Fields shoppers can take a few moments to realize how fortunate they are. When Hudson's changed its name to Fields a few years ago, Detroiters somehow survived. They will too.
Glenn Hodge of Lawrenceville, Georgia, wrote in about a report on the response of the African-American church leaders to Hurricane Katrina.
I really enjoyed Barbara Bradley Haggerty's piece, he writes. That is, until the very end, when she said the debate will be over who speaks for the black church. I thought we were beyond that. Now there seems to be this expectation that someone must speak for the group. Can't the black church be seen as diverse in opinion and viewpoint as any other group, rather than some monolith with all the same views? Ask Barbara who speaks for the white church.
We reported on Friday about the service at Washington National Cathedral on the National Day of Prayer and Remembrance declared by President Bush after Hurricane Katrina. We also spoke with the pastor outside New Orleans about his interaction with people affected by the storm.
It would have been nice to hear perspectives other than the explicitly Christian, wrote Douglas Carver of Albuquerque, New Mexico. We heard a televangelist, our president sounding like a televangelist, and a preacher whose community was affected. Were Jews, Hindus, Muslims, or people of other faiths not praying and remembering today?
Mike Flickeager of Atlanta, Georgia, wanted to hear a little bit more of our whole program, apparently.
He wrote in with this anecdote. I was at our North Georgia mountain house recently and wanted to go out and pick blueberries in the front yard. However, all things considered was on, and I wanted to hear it out there. So I cranked up the stereo in the house to full power and went out to pick. I heard it just fine for a while until suddenly the sound went out. I went in and found I had blown the speakers. Our co-owner, when I reported this to him, commented that you are the first person in the history of radio to blow out speakers listening to NPR.
Well, if you suddenly find you've blown your radio speakers, you can always turn to your computer. Go to our website, npr.org, and click on the NPR podcast link. You'll be able to get NPR's most emailed stories as a downloadable file delivered to your computer or MP3 audio player every week. And while you're there, send us your thoughts. Click on the Contact Us button.
And please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.